This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol is a decades-long tradition on the stage of Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, but COVID-19, being the Scrooge that it is, prevents another time-honored pleasure. Almost. Celebrated locally based actor Bruce Cromer, a fan favorite over the years at the Playhouse and a veteran of many productions of Carol, is bringing the show to WVXU Radio. Over the years, Cromer has played the leading roles of Bob Cratchit and Ebenezer Scrooge, but this year, in this version, he's playing all the roles. The one-man show airs on 91.7 WVXU at 8 o'clock on December 23rd, and again at 7 o'clock on Christmas Eve. After that, it will be available for streaming at WVXU.org, or you can download it via the station's app. I spoke earlier with Mr. Scrooge and Mr. Cratchit and Tiny Tim and the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future and all the rest when I was joined by actor Bruce Cromer. Here's our interview. Bruce Cromer, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you. It's so nice to be with you.
We're glad you could be with us. I mean, if ever there was a Scrooge, it seems to be COVID-19. It's just wreaking havoc on everything, including this. What are your feelings about making this adaptation and this significant change to what is such an important tradition in our local arts community?
Well, I was so excited when Blake Robinson asked me initially about doing a one-man version on stage, but in many ways, that would have felt to me like a betrayal to the rest of the company. And then, as it turned out, of course, that proved to be unsafe and impossible to do. So to be able to sit at home and do these characters for hours on end and trying to get a good product, it's just been a joy.
You spent 8 years performing as Bob Cratchit in A Christmas Carol at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, 14 years as Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yes.
What has been exciting for you as an actor, and you're a very talented actor, spent a long time in your career here in Cincinnati. What's been interesting for you in exploring some of these other characters?
Well, the thing about the ghosts that I love so much is it's a blank page. Scrooge talks a lot about their appearance, but their sound, it's funny, we've just had so many centuries of people trying to give these spirits some type of a vocal presence. So that's been a lot of fun. And I've got to admit, Dale Hodges, there's any number of people that have graced the stage with me in the past, and they're still spirits within my head. I still hear them a little bit, but they've really been the most fun. I find I'm not a very good woman. I've tried on stage in the past, and I think I can get some of the sensibility, but the sound is never exactly right.
I mean, you're a very experienced performer. You've been at this a long time. Is there something uniquely challenging about this type of presentation?
Well, radio, Lionel Barrymore used to do this during the war years, and even before that, I'm sure. But he became sort of like Charles Dickens. It was a product that you couldn't wait to get. With Dickens, it was when's his next book going to be published? With Barrymore, it was the American public being able to gather around the radio as a family and hear this wonderful voice coming through the airwaves and telling this story. And I think it's something very unique about your imagination fills in so much. You can just do the suggestion, and then the audience sees what the locale is, and the atmosphere, et cetera. Matt Nielsen, I'm sure, our sound engineer, is going to do a beautiful job on music and sound effects. But it is more engaging in terms of what does the audience bring to it, I feel.
Well, tell us a little bit, if you don't mind, draw back the curtain on this and tell us. I mean, you mentioned Matthew Nielsen. How is this going to work?
Well, we started, Blake gave me Charles Dickens' actual reading script. He would do public readings of Christmas Carol and other portions of his novels. And this turned out to be about, I think, 58 minutes. And that was me going at full speed. And we have to make it, again, with under an hour with all of the sound. So the first process for me was cutting it. And when you think, I'm cutting, the author's cutting, he got it down to the bare bones. He left what he thought was essential. But shaping that was very interesting. And also trying to think, what's the drive of this scene? Why is this scene different from the other scenes? And that I've always, as an actor, been very fascinated by structure and how a good storyteller, and you can never get a better one, I think, than Charles Dickens, he sets up characters, circumstance, and then he backs off and lets these creatures do what they do. And I tried to do that as the actor of it, the enactor, I should say.
We're talking with Bruce Cromer, the locally based actor who is well known for his annual performances in A Christmas Carol at Playhouse in the Park. He spent 8 years as Bob Cratchit in that classic story and 14 years as Ebenezer Scrooge. He'll be playing.
And the last two with my son as young Scrooge, Charlie. So
that must
was
have been
a
exciting
real Christmas gift.
How cool. And of course, obviously, this year playing a lot more characters than that in the radio production of A Christmas Carol airing on WVXU on December 23rd. And Bruce, I want to ask just, I mean, you mentioned your son there. You've got a actor's troupe, I suppose, at home. And what has life been like for actors like you who make your living this way?
I really want people to know I teach at Wright State University. So I've been adjusting to this new thing of trying to teach my young artists online. But there are so many members of the Cincinnati acting community, New York, all over the country, that we are gig employees. We can only work when it's safe to do so. And when the theater shut down, I have so many, many friends and acquaintances that this has just really put them in a tailspin, not only financially, but most of us, myself included, we need to act. It is the teaching is my day job, but my real life, it ties up with me going on stage in front of audiences. So it's been difficult. Certainly all of the people that are on the front lines, you know, the nurses, doctors, and aides, they're the true heroes, I believe, of this. But the actors are just waiting to be able to, again, divert people, entertain them, and give you some sense of shared humanity.
We've seen a lot of theaters adapt. Maybe they're doing a virtual presentation, depending on the level of restrictions that we have, perhaps a socially distanced presentation. What do you think the arts community is learning about adaptability in this pandemic?
That's excellent. An excellent question. I think there are going to be a lot of new ideas, inroads, and some aspects of this virtual, especially the streaming of theater on the internet. I think that's going to be sustained. The National Theatre Live in Britain's been doing it for such a long time and sending us these beautiful filmed productions of Benedict Cumberbatch's Hamlet and James Corden in One Man, Two Governors, all these things that this summer we got to see for free. But America's always been slow on the uptake. Some of it's been problems with unions and getting the writers taken care of, et cetera. But I really do believe, Mike, it's going to be a future where small theaters in Ohio are going to be able to share their product with internet audiences across the world. And that's long overdue. So that's one of the pluses.
And in addition to that, how do you evaluate what the hunger must be for theatrical performances from the live audience, especially here in Cincinnati? We have such a great theater community, a lot of entertainment options that are based right here, and a very, very good locally based audience. Do you expect sort of a geyser to erupt of people who are ready to get back into the theater to watch people like you?
Well, I fully understand their caution, and I applaud all safety protocols and people being mindful of each other. As you think again about getting into a crowded theater, but I think like everything else, it's going to take longer than we thought. And I think it will be safe eventually. The unions, for the actor's sake, are trying to make it safe. The theaters, of course, want to not betray their patrons and get the thing started too early. But the great fan stuff that I get via my Facebook about people being so excited to be able to hear this radio adaptation, but again, hoping that next season they're going to be able to sit in the Marx Theater and see all of those wonderful familiar faces, including the kids, live and being able to express their love of this show and the love of the story. I know they're waiting with bated breath, just the way we are.
Bruce, I know you just said it's probably going to be longer than we think, but what are you hearing from the regional theaters with whom you work so frequently about what a timeline might look like.
Yeah, you know, when Broadway closed down and said they were going to probably, I hope I remember this correctly, they're probably going to be now closed until fall of next year. That was a great, let's say, guidepost, mile marker for a lot of the regional theaters thinking, yes, how long will it take for us not only to get this vaccine out, et cetera, to regain the audience's trust? Because you can separate people. There's been a lot of regional theaters. They have done live productions with the actors being masked. Sometimes they take the mask off on stage, but they're behind plastic shields. Meanwhile, the audience is, a lot of the seats have been taken out of the theaters. Britain, again, I think is sort of leading the way on telling us how we might do this. But then you'll have another surge of the disease and people go back to square one.
Well, in the meantime, we do have a radio version and a one-man version of A Christmas Carol. It will air December 23rd at 8 p.m. on 91.7 WVXU. It repeats at 7 o'clock on Christmas Eve, and then will be available at WVXU.org. After that, it stars Bruce Cromer. Bruce, I was hoping I could maybe put you on the spot for just one quick moment here at the end of our interview. And if you've got a favorite line or maybe a line that will mean something to us as we adjust our spirits for the holiday season from A Christmas Carol.
This will just start you off, and I'll do it as the narrator who slides a little bit into Scrooge towards the end. Marley was dead. To begin with, this must be distinctly understood, or nothing wonderful can come of the story I am about to relate. Old Marley was as dead as a doornail.
Awesome. That was really...
Little teaser.
Oh, I love that. Bruce Cromer, we're looking forward to this show, and we're really looking forward to seeing you live and in person again on one of our local stages very soon.
Thank you so much. Be great to see you in the audience.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for the time you
Merry
gave us.
Merry Christmas.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.